AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. German authorities investigating the co-pilot who crashed a passenger jet into a mountain in France say they have found no suicide note, no claim of responsibility, and no evidence of any political or religious reason for what he did. What they have found is evidence that he hid an illness from his employers, although we don't know yet what that illness is. There is a report this morning that the co-pilot, Andreas Lubitz, suffered a bout of serious depression 6 years ago. Our David Rising with some background.
Lubitz is a 27-year-old. He had been flying with German Wings since he completed his flight training. He did that in flight schools run by Lufthansa in Bremen and also in Phoenix, Arizona. Indications are he had about 630 hours in the cockpit already by the time of the crash.
Former FBI agent Ken Maxwell, also a former VP of corporate security at JetBlue Airlines, says it's time for airlines to ramp up mental health monitoring.
Not only airlines, but governmental authorities, both U.S. and foreign, have to take another look at the procedures regarding mental health and updating it during the annual physicals. What additional measures can be taken?
He was on CBS this morning. An hour before that apparent gas explosion flattened a building in Manhattan yesterday, critically injuring four people, utility company inspectors decided the work being done there was faulty. The blast brought down three buildings and all 19 people injured. Prosecutors say a Colorado woman accused of cutting a baby from an expectant mother's body will not face murder charges, but they have not explained that decision or disclosed what charges she will face. The baby died, but the mother survived. This is AP Radio News. The U.S. military is sending a message to men in Syria who are thinking of joining the Islamic State group. Don't. The message is in thousands of leaflets being dropped over the militant, self-styled capital city. Sagar Magani's at the Pentagon.
Colonel Steve Warren showed Pentagon reporters a copy of the leaflet, which portrays seven young men in a Daesh recruiting office using the Islamic State group's Arabic acronym.
That sign right here on this meat grinder here says Daesh.
And a militant turning the grinder, which has two legs sticking out and blood coming out the other end. The message is obvious.
If you allow yourself to be recruited by Daesh, you will find yourself in a meat grinder.
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
The Senate has passed a balanced budget plan that will now have to be reconciled with the House. It cuts $5 trillion in spending over 10 years and sets up a battle with President Obama over that. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.